It's Drive Live, Tim and Claire with you through till 7 o'clock. We're going to talk US-China relations now, and we've had a lot in the news of Donald Trump and President Xi Jinping making friends, then falling out again on Twitter, and you never can quite tell where that relationship is. But a New York department store, which claims it was the world's first Chinese-American store, is back in business after a forced closure. Pearl River Mart has been serving the city for almost 50 years, but rising rent prices brought the shutters down on the iconic store last year. Now it's going back to doing what it was conceived to do, building better US-China relations. Nick Harper reports from New York.
Since 1971, Pearl River Mart has been offering a little slice of China in the Big Apple. It was originally opened at a time of frosty relations between China and the US. The founder, Mingyi Chen, hoped his friendship store in New York's Chinatown could encourage cultural relations. His daughter-in-law, Joanne Kwong, now acts as president of the company.
He thought that his neighbors in New York, who were very open-minded and curious people, would enjoy the items that were for the home. I think we started with slippers and soy sauce and communist-style caps, and lo and behold, New York loved it.
But it wasn't always easy. Kwong says her father-in-law was regularly visited by the FBI. Others thought he was a spy, but he persevered in the hope of extending what he saw as Chinese outreach to the New York community. His wife, Qingyi Chen, says that perseverance paid off.
At the very beginning, our customers are 95 or even 99% Chinese immigrants from China. So at that time, you know, the most popular products are things they're familiar with, including soy sauce. But through the last 45 years, things has changed so much. Right now, our customers are 95% general American, including people from all over the world.
Today, food products remain popular, but ceramics and clothing are among the store's best-selling items. And there is a vast array of items, from the kitsch to the cultural. Paper lanterns, kites, lucky cats, fans, dolls and figurines, even sticks of incense. Something for the store's very diverse mix of customers.
It's like being in the Emperor's Palace without even being in China. That's what I really love about the store.
I was mostly looking at the dishes, maybe if I could see some hand-woven stuff. I loved a pair of slippers that are just raffia sort of type of things.
Last year, the store was unexpectedly forced to close after its rent in the Soho area of the city increased fivefold. There was an outpouring of support from customers and fans, prompting the owners to open in a new location in Tribeca.
There still is a need for this cross-cultural joy, and you know, New York is just an example of, you know, to the world, really, of a place where people cohabitate and work and create side by side, and they create amazing things because of each other and because of that interaction with each other. So it's kind of that very egalitarian ethos that has always fueled Pearl River.
Kwon now hopes to modernize the current New York store and expand the brand across the country, potentially opening Pearl River Mart outlets in other major U.S. cities. I'm Nick Harper in New York for Dubai Eye.
Nick, we normally speak to on a Thursday evening. He's reporting there from New York. That's where he's based. Now, one other thing that we missed and didn't really report on, but it's in its ninth year. Full Figure Fashion Week ran from June the 11th to June the 17th. Provides an opportunity for designers to showcase their latest collections, help empower plus-sized people, it's reasonable to say. Will Denslow often joins us on the programme on Thursdays from New York, and here he reports.
Tackling attitudes towards body shapes and sizes, one step at a time. For Angelique Oates, that's a major motivation for why she wanted to get into modelling.
The step that we've taken as like plus-size models and stuff to stand for this, I hope that it will inspire people to not like hate on themselves so much. So that's definitely what we aim to do as plus-size models.
New York's Full Figure Fashion Week is now in its ninth year. And this event, here in the heart of Manhattan, provides designers a chance to showcase their work. The hotel conference hall has been transformed and rows upon rows of seats engulf a makeshift runway. The DJ blasts his playlist, but it's the models that have the crowds off their feet. Creator and executive producer of Full Fig and Fashion Week, Gwendolyn DeVoe, says she started this event after seeing a gap in the market.
I simply went to Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week. I liked a lot of the garments I saw, and when I went backstage, I was told that they weren't in my size. And to me, that was ridiculous because plus-size women spend so much money in beauty and entertainment and fashion that I can't imagine why there was a fashion week that did not have items for us to purchase.
Angelique Oates moved to New York to continue her studies and now hopes to further pursue her modeling and acting too. Growing up in South Africa, performing was always her passion, but now wants to use this platform on the runway to inspire others that are battling their own personal demons.
Everyone is made the way they're supposed to be, and I definitely think that body positivity comes from first learning to love yourself. Like, you have to accept the fact that you have the curves, you have to accept the fact that you have these marks, and the way you look, and you've got to learn to love that first before anyone else is going to do that.
And that's why Angelique says events like this are so important. Full Figure Fashion Week may only happen once a year, but those here hope that through their modelling, they can help empower plus-size people and encourage others to be more body positive. I'm William Denslow in New York for Dubai Eye.
Well, Denslow joins us very often here on Thursdays on Drive Live. Full Figure Fashion Week ran from June the 11th to June the 17th, as Will said there, in its ninth year in 2017.